This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note for Annie McDaniel. This is a late dictation. The date was March 15th, 2022. Place was her private residence. In paragraph, Mrs. McDaniel was seen March the 14th regarding recent nosebleeds, feeling dizzy, and fluctuating blood pressures, period. In paragraph history, Mrs. McDaniel complains of pain in the right shoulder, period. This is more or less chronic, but that's been acting up of late, period. She also complained of nosebleeds off and on for 2 days, but this is better, period. She had been an allergist, and they briefly held it, but due to risk factors, deep pain, thrombosis, I will resume it, period. She has a history of peripheral artery disease as well, but denies any claudication symptoms, period. She feels intermittently dizzy, but that also had stabilized, period. Blood pressure was borderline at 144 over 82. She denies any headache or chest pain, period. She does have some degree of aortic stenosis, period. There's really no plans for surgical repair at this point, period. She has COPD, which is variable, and that's controlled of late. And she only occasionally needs her inhalers, period. In paragraph review of systems, she denies feeling fever for having chills, period. Eye, no visual complaints, ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, she has decreased right shoulder range of motion and to a greater extent than the left. There's slight left shoulder range of motion diminution as well, period. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 144 of 82, pulse 66, respiratory rate 16, oxygen saturation 97%. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular exam revealed a systolic ejection murmur 33 out of 6, and she has 2 plus edema, period. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Musculoskeletal, she has decreased shoulder range of motion bilaterally, more on the right than the left, period. In paragraph assessment and plan, one, Mrs. McDaniel has nosebleeds, and I briefly held the Eliquis, but will resume it, period. Her blood pressure fluctuates, but for the most part is stable, and sometimes it's low, and her Losartan has been decreased to, will be decreased to 50 milligrams. Wait a minute. So start looking at 100 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.